following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey guys, excited to be able to just share with you just a quick thought from God's Word. So Psalm 27, not 27, but 27, says, "Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I will trust in the name of the Lord." So just a quick thought on that, but before we get there, you know, one of my favorite things about being a dad, amongst many things, is, this is going to kind of sound weird, but actually when my kids are a little bit scared, and the way that when they are scared, they run just directly towards you, and they'll just start snuggling their head into you, and because they don't want to see anything. My kids are small, and so because of that, man, they're at that place. And you know, part of it is you're like, man, it's just so, you feel bad because they're scared. And then also part of it, you just is enjoying it because they're looking to you for safety. And you know what, when it comes to things that are, you know, scary or threatening in our life, we all look to things for safety, right? Some of us look to, you know, maybe a security in our job or security in a relationship, security in a friendship or a person or what we have or what we own, right? And man, a part of that is it's natural and it's something that I think is inherently in each person to look for security from something or someone. But here's the thing, we were meant to find our ultimate hope, security, and man, just place our complete trust in God alone. Because really any other thing or any other person will let us down at some point. That's actually what the psalmist goes on to say in verse 8. He basically says, hey, those who trust in the horses, those who trust in chariots, man, they're basically trusting in something that will ultimately fail them. And so when we look to things other than God, man, those things are going to let us down. If it's a person, as great as people can be, you know, it's been said that even the best of men is a man at best, right? And then for those who are, you know, looking to their job or looking for, you know, security in what they have and stuff too, things can always be taken away from us, right? You know, scripture is very clear, the fact that, you know, it's, for us, we are very temporal when it comes to this life, right? The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord is what endures forever. And so, man, I want to encourage you in a time frame where there is a lot of uncertainty, in a time frame where there are seemingly just, almost an infinite amount of things going on, right, that are challenging. Don't look to place all of your hope in a person. Don't look to place all of your hope in, you know, this going through or that going through, or man, this person agreeing with you, or whatever it might be. But man, when you place your trust in the Lord, you will not lose. Why? Well, because of his character. He is faithful. He's perfect. He is faithful to come through, to finish what he starts, right? Philippians tells us that, you know, that he is faithful to complete the work that he first started in us. But when it comes to everything else, he is faithful to finish the work. And the cool thing is as believers, we don't have to ever go without him, right? Romans tells us that there's no height, nor depth, nor angels, nor demons, nor principalities, nor things seen or unseen that can ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And so whatever you're going through today, man, I would say you can trust God. You can place your hope in him. You can place your faith in him. And you can know that, man, when you're clinging to him, he's not going to let you down, right? Man, things might not always work out the way that we hope. And yet, man, when we trust God, we can know that it always works out the way that he is desiring. And he's desiring to shape us to be more like Jesus if we're believers. And if we're not, then he's desiring to reconcile us back to himself. So with that is pretty much what we have for today. I'm just going to actually sing you guys a song based off of that same just psalm. And so I haven't practiced this song, just tried it one time. So I'm learning it as it comes. So this is a little bit different, but here we go. Oh, that didn't sound good. All right.
Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots. But I'm gonna trust in the name of the Lord. Some trust in the riches, some may trust in all they own. But I will trust in the name of the Lord. There is wonder-working power, Holy Spirit power, great redeeming power, power in the day, resurrection power, bondage-breaking power, power in the name of Jesus.
I got a screen down because, man, I don't remember the words, but here we go.
I lift my eyes to the mountains above. You are where my help is from. I lift my eyes to the maker of heaven and earth. You are where my help is from. There is wonder-working power, Holy Spirit power, great redeeming power, power in the name, resurrection power, bondage-breaking power, power in the name of Jesus.
All right, guys, so trust that there's, man, you can trust Jesus. Even the idea behind the name of Jesus or the name of the Lord is the idea of, you know, putting your trust in him, because that represented the entire person of who Scripture told us that God is. And so, and God tells us, Scripture tells us that God is so many just amazing things and things that is unlike any other, right? That's why he's other, completely other than anything else or anyone else. And so, man, you might have placed your faith somewhere and been let down. But man, when you put it in Jesus, and you won't be let down. So God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free. My heart.